Howdy guys, this is Social Issues with Victor, and today we'll be talking about hate speech laws. But first, this broadcast is brought to you by our lovely sponsor, The Mug Club. You can join The Mug Club today for the low price of $99 a year, getting you mugs and free nice merchandise from Steven Crowder himself, the man, the myth, the legend. I recommend you go and listen to his podcast as well at louderwithcrowder.com. Alright, time to get down to the nitty gritty. So, in my opinion, I do not think that hate speech laws would fit into America. Mostly because our slogan is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And if we are supposed to be known as the land of the free, then shouldn't we be able to have freedom of speech? And pretty much, if you implemented hate speech laws, that would be taking away our First Amendment, which is the freedom of speech. And we're known as a land of the brave because we're brave enough to state our own opinions towards the rest of the public. As long as it's not harming anyone physically, then I believe whatever you say is fine. It goes wherever. But if it's a call to action or it supports violence, then there's things for that. There's a law that states that if that happens, if that's so to be, then the person is either to be fined or arrested. So if we did implement hate speech laws, then how are we any better than Syria or places like Afghanistan or old Germany, where if you said something wrong towards the government or said something wrong to the wrong person, then you would find yourself in prison or dead. I don't think that we stand for that. It would be wrong. And if you're going to be a baby about it and you're going to start crying because somebody said something mean to you, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Unless it's bullying to where you can get arrested for that, it doesn't matter because you're not physically getting harmed at all. And if you start harming yourself, then that's on you. It doesn't matter what a person says because what people say can't physically harm you because they're words. So unless they're saying, oh, go throw a firebomb or a Molotov at this guy's van, then you can't do anything about it. And I don't think that we should do anything about it because I like saying what I can. I like being able to say what I want because that's my godforsaken freedom to say what I want. It's my freedom of speech. And we're one of the only countries that have the right or the First Amendment to where we could say what we want. And as a democracy, it's super important because if the people are the one that's supposed to be controlling the government, then we should be able to say what we want and how we feel about certain laws or certain people in power positions. And to those who still disagree with me, that's perfectly fine. I understand that and I support it. You could say what you want because that's what we get to do because of our First Amendment. You're just asserting your right and I'm asserting my right. So yeah, it's fine. And if you still feel that way and you feel very strong about it, I advise that you come talk to me and maybe we could sort something out. You could come onto the show. We could have an interview. And that would be great because then the audience gets to see both sides of the argument and they get to see how it actually works. They get to see my opinion, they get to see your opinion, and in the end they get to choose what side they want. And that's fine with me. And hopefully that could happen. We could have that guest appear and just to restate what I'm trying to throw out in this episode. I don't believe that hate speech laws would fit in America, and we shouldn't add them to our laws. Yeah.